These wide parts take up the entire width of the road, so driving up here is quite a challenge and also dangerous. It's a 60-kilometer trip through the high-altitude desert. The campsite is at 2,700 meters. Our destination lies at 5,600 meters. The Atacama Desert is a plateau where Chile, Argentina, and Bolivia meet. It's surrounded by volcanoes, some of them still active. The landscape is breathtaking, literally, as the air gets very thin at these altitudes. But even up here, there's life, like vicuñas, small relations of llamas and alpacas. They're generally quite shy, but the shadow from our camera drone seems to make them playful. With the clear, dry air here drawing astronomers from all over the world, the German telescope is just one of many. Above 5,000 meters, Chilean regulations stipulate supplementary oxygen for everyone who works up here.
The higher up we go, the less of the signal we want to observe from the universe is absorbed. And here we're at the edge of what's feasible. The advantage here is we can drive here. There are higher mountains in the world, but you can't drive there like we can with these trucks.
Before the critical phase of the ascent begins, we make a brief detour to visit ALMA, the Atacama Large Millimeter Submillimeter Array. It's made up of 66 mobile antennas that can be configured in different ways and spread out to cover an area up to 16 kilometers in diameter. That makes it the largest such instrument ever built.